from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So let's bring on Mike Florio, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, is the door back ajar for the Steelers and Brandon Ayuk, given today's news?
Well, Ayuk shouldn't have shown up. Don't show up, because once you're there, the team is happy. Yeah, you can't be fine, but the team is happy because if you eventually end up in an impasse, think about T.J. Watt a couple of years ago with the Steelers. If they ultimately had not been able to work out his deal, at some point it's time to play. At some point you got to go. If you hold out, you don't have that same pressure. So I think Ayuk shouldn't have shown up. I think showing up suggests he's really not all that serious about the trade request that he made a week and a half ago. That was just kind of a manifestation of him being at his wit's end. If he was truly at his wit's end, he wouldn't have shown up, like Trent Williams didn't show up. So I don't think it's a good sign that he's going to be available to be traded because he showed up.
Do you think that the Trent Williams calculus or situation at all just affects San Francisco's handling of Ayuk, or that it's that they're just going to chill and wait it out with him?
I think with the 49ers, we've seen over time the squeaky wheel gets the cash. And Trent Williams holds out, he's more likely to get his because, and I don't want to get into the details of the CBA and cause anybody who may be driving to fall asleep. It's so much harder to take a stand once you've shown up. Once you're in the building, you really can't leave without having major potential problems under the CBA. Holding out is the way to do it. So Ayuk's there. They can just keep saying, no, that's too much. That's too much. We're not ready to pay you that. And Ayuk's eventually going to play. Trent Williams isn't going to show up until he gets what he wants. And it's funny because Fred Warner of the 49ers recently said all this contract drama is a good problem to have. And I always say the only good problem is no problem. You know, the idea is, oh, we got all these great players, but you got to pay them. You got to find a way to pay them. And again, the 49ers have been responsive to the guys who scream the loudest. I don't think Ayuk has screamed loud enough. And to scream as loud as he should have, he shouldn't have shown up.
Najee Harris showed up. He does not have a fifth-year option. He admitted today for the first time that he was disappointed, Mike, that he did not get the option, which ends any kind of conjecture or speculation if you take him at his word, that he was telling the Steelers, don't pick up my option because I'd rather be a free agent after this year. That opinion or rumor was out there. So he put that to bed today. He also said that he was told, this was the reason why he was not given the fifth-year option, quote, they don't know which direction the offense is headed in. That kind of makes the coach and offensive coordinator look bad, doesn't it?
Well, there's a lot of different ways that can be interpreted. How much are we going to run the ball? Do we really need to make the investment? And here's the thing with the fifth-year option now. It used to be it was guaranteed for injury only until the start of the league year when the fifth-year option salary applies. Now, the moment you exercise it, you are locked in guaranteed for the fourth year of the rookie deal and for the option year. So if there's regression, if it just isn't a fit, if it doesn't work, you're on the hook for that money. And the Steelers far more comfortable in the possibility. The Buccaneers did this with Doug Martin years ago. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option.
The muscle hamster.
And they signed him to a long-term contract.
What do you think are the chances that the Steelers would actually do a long-term deal with Harris after this year?
All depends on what he does this season.
Let's say he has another season like he's had, though. He gets just north of 1,000 yards, maybe not the most efficient performance, but he's a 1,000-yard workhorse for them.
I know from going to the Browns game last year, and there's a fundamental difference, even as good as football looks on TV, there's something about being there. It's more noticeable that Najee Harris doesn't have the same burst as other running backs. He can still muscle his way to 4 or 5 yards, but when Jalen Warren gets the ball, he's gone. You feel it. When Najee Harris gets it, he doesn't have that same acceleration, and it's not going to get any better as he gets older and more wear and tear. And there's so many running backs you can find any given year, every round of the draft, undrafted like Jalen Warren. I just think it's a no-brainer that he's going to have such a big year that politically the Steelers have to sign him, that the fan base is going to demand that they bring Najee Harris back. That's the only way I think he'll be back in 2025.
Along those lines, how about the Hayward contract stalemate? My observation on today, Mike, is he is one of these gregarious guys, also wants to get into the media, I think he will, who does like showing up to training camp in the badinage and the small talk that comes with, I'm here, here's my TV, here are my board games, here's what we're going to do, I'm happy to be here. He loves doing that. Did not take part in any of that today. Did it silently and quietly reporting to camp. Tells me that that's a tacit admission that he's not thrilled with his contract situation. What do you think happens there?
Yeah, I mean, he's made it clear that he's not thrilled. He wants to stay, and he's put out this idea of playing for the Browns next year. I know that went over well with Steelers fans, but he wants to stay. And it's funny because the moment he doesn't want to stay, in theory, Mike Tomlin should trade him or release him because we want volunteers, not hostages. But he just wants to have the financial security beyond this year. You get older, and you know that it can be done any given season. There's nothing wrong with looking for a little more security, and that seems to be what he's been trying to get so far unsuccessfully.
Mike, we did laugh. Russell Wilson was talking about the receivers, and he said, George Pickens, you know, he's great. This guy, you know, incredible what he's capable of. And then he tried to do one of those things that a teacher does maybe in class where they have to think of something nice to say about each student. When he was naming number two wide receiver potential guys. He did say Calvin Austin first, though. You read anything into that? He was very effusive in his praise for a guy who's about, what, Pony, 5'7", 5'6"?
Yeah, how tall are you, Mike? Are you a big guy?
I'm 5'11", three quarters. I know I don't look.
Does your driver's license say 6 feet, however?
No, it doesn't. I'm fine with being 5'11" and three quarters. I don't need to add the extra half inch.
Now, here's the thing. I am 6 feet even, but what if we ever finally meet up with Mike for beers and I find out that we're exactly the same height? I'll have to revise it down.
Exactly.
I'd have to revise it down.
Mike,
I wear lifts in my shoes, so maybe I'll be taller than you.
You know who else does? My dad is in the new Tulsa King season. He's part of that show.
Okay.
And so he's working with Stallone, and he says Stallone wears like...
Oh, he's
got to
have
lifts.
I was going to say, he's got to have platform heels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stallone could have been in the Lollipop Guild in a different era, if you know what the Lollipop Guild is.
Hey, Mike, go ahead.
On Russell Wilson, though, that's an old shtick for him. I think he was just maybe starting alphabetical order. I've been on the phone with him in the past, and when you ask him about another teammate, he makes sure he mentions every single player on the roster.
Now, if you were Van Jefferson, he said, Van Jefferson, he's so diligent. Would you be offended if you were Van Jefferson and the best he could say is hard worker, focuses a lot?
He's got a nice personality.
She's cute. All right, Mike, thank you so much. We'll talk again next week.
See you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.